How are you coping with the cuts?
Well, we are coping, but there's no doubt about it. It's difficult and it's going to get harder. And just to give you a very quick summary, I became chief in 2010. We had £4 million taken out of our budget in 2010 in year. And then from 2010 to date, we have taken a further £61.4 million out of the organisation. From the point that I became the chief constable, I've lost in the region of 700 police officers and 500 support staff. That's 1,200 people going out the organisation. Between 2015 and 2017, I know I have to lose another £33 million. That's another 400 police officers and another 400 support staff, which takes the total lost over that 6 or 7 year period to 2,000 people. And we believe, or we're being encouraged to think about, beyond 2017, having to do the same again. So there is no light at the end of the tunnel whatsoever.
Now, you tell us your problem. Is it as bad everywhere else, or is it hitting you worse?
It's hitting every force in the country. It does hit us worse because the cut is done in percentage terms from central government grant. And forces are funding from two different sources, local grant and central grant, and the size of each depends upon the tax base of the area. Merseyside, the employment base is disproportionately public sector. It doesn't generate a lot of income. We're disproportionately affected by poverty, poor housing. We have low levels of income from business. So therefore, our funding as a force is 85% from central government. So our cut was 20% of 85%. If you're in Surrey, the cut is 20% of 49%. So the difference is stark.
Can anything be done about this? Can the public do anything about this? I know they're your bosses, paymaster, but can anything be done?
I mean, if the public are not happy with it, they should make it known to their local MPs, and their MPs, you would hope, would make that known in Parliament. This is a democracy, and that's how democracy works. Mm-hmm. The politics of it, they're not an issue for me. My job is to lead the police force to deliver the best possible service with the resources that we've got. But what I won't shy away from the fact, it's getting really difficult and it's going to get very, very much harder in the not-too-distant future.
That's really scary. Did you ever think in your wildest dreams when you were a copper, standing at the Toxteth riots, did you ever think that you would be in this position and talking like this over money?
Never. I never dreamed to be in the job that I'm in. And even when I applied for the job, which is not that long ago, I never dreamed that I'd be 4.5 years into my contract and had nothing but the budget being slashed and losing more and more people at the organisation. It's something that I don't enjoy. Of course, clearly I love running the force. I'm very proud of the force. It's the force I joined 40 years ago in January. But it's not pleasant sitting and watching the organisation being killed by 1,000 cuts.